Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Cool.
see, I ain't going for that no more. No, I done had enough of that. No.
In the 11th grade, and I was an athlete, but between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo, and my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me. G Money, the Pimp Comics, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG at Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on."
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Yeah.
To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
So good,
and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear. Putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got to ride the limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I I live, cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
To the top. feel the funk, y'all. Let it flow.
Money, are you there?
Perfect, me the kicks and licks, elbow dick just flow. Occupation,
loony motherfucker,
set that clip. So the first motherfucker that's caught up in the twist will be found in the depths of the wind. Take your place while we're here to lick, roll, drizzle, pull a caper for some paper to fold. Sort of a Jack episode, if you will. I was a doodle nigga from birth, and I'm that doodle nigga still. See that? See what the fuck a nigga mean? When I say, you can't envision me, cause I can't be seen. Like Casper the Ghost, I creeps the most, cause I'm just so motherfucking sly. Invisible through the eye, the motherfuckers can duck and dodge and slide. But there's really no escape from the nigga from this side. Which side? West side, lane in the cut to gank your load. When we then don't give a fuck mo. See if it's grip, we won't, it's grip we get. So run, motherfuckers, for you call after the sunset. Bitch made niggas, best to keep it as at home. Cause that folks all niggas on the late night roam. This is just so you know, being niggas a hoe. Grip a ass gets gone, when the stolen zone. Off your luck, your dead ass is done. And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong. This is just so you know, being niggas a hoe. Grip an ass, gets gone, when it's on its own. It's gone. If you're tricking off your luck, your dead ass is done. And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong. It's a late night, creep a nigga gets a stroke. The sick and not that bitch to open the guts and bounce on my nuts. This is not with chronic and fat nuts. And them little red hoes I drove to expose cock. Now I'm spot. Cannot see a nigga that's been niggas paid on they block. Think I ain't cause I've been on the bank and serve up Glock. For my own move, too much higher and bigger thing. Must be in it to win it cause I just dip nigga my friend. My nuts is where they wanna swing. And they ain't alone but now they wrong. Ain't no romance between us so get the fuck on. Nothing for his nose and ain't it for tricks. I got the love for nothing but my niggas and grip. Your dead ass is done. And don't you think we give a fuck, you're wrong. Now shall we enter into the dwelling of a fool. Ain't no nigga breathing can fuck up my room. I'm that same nigga police done the soap. But no a nigga never ever been caught. Cause I'm just nigga though. I'm old to speak for those who see me. I roll discreetly, does my load discreetly. Completely a true blue G to my name. CBO the shit, dead a rose to blame. So if a nigga wanna breathe alone, then the nigga best to ease down. That's how me and Nina does. We give a fuck who nigga was. If it's never do me wrong, nigga gone. Bitch, so let your get fit. It ain't shit. Kinda like that life in encounters. I ain't easy to hit. The old has in shit. They don't wanna see.
Right.
Peeps through the sight. Them freaks as me creeps to late night. Freeze up, raise up. Cause Jack is on for your shit. So if you're fond of your motherfucker, break your sick. Cause your foe is kinda sweet. I think I'ma have to transfer them dangers to my grandchildren.
That's right.
These little niggas are body they shit like surgery. Cause a motherfucker got to get stacked on fat with urgency.
You know.
So next time, slay motherfuckers.
Your shit'll be gone.
Fuck if you see me, you're about to get
this is just so you know.
These niggas are hoes.
Grip a ass, get
it's gone.
When it's on its own,
it's on.
If you're drinking off your luck,
you're dead as it's
done. And don't you think we give a fuck,
you're wrong.
Thank you.
when I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, no, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So, if you can hear me, DJ Papa D, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. My headphones went out, but I don't know why I couldn't hear you on my phone, because I could hear you the whole time you were asking if I could hear you. I could hear you on my phone, but I don't know why my phone, you couldn't hear me. I don't know what was going on with my phone, but my headphones died. So I turned my headphones off, and now I'm talking to you through my cell phone. Okay. Well, where am I? I'm G Money, and welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show. And I'm G Money, and I'd like to do the sports report. So Let's talk NFL football. Yeah. Okay, DJ, you can hear me all right?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but all right. My phone is at 75%, so I don't know what's happening. Maybe, I don't know. I pushed the button and turned the speaker off or something. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, let's talk NFL football. So let's go
NFL
over
football,
the game.
Week 14.
Yeah, week 14. So let's see how good a picking I did this week in week 14. Okay, so
how good a picking you did. Okay, we'll see how good a picking you did.
Yeah, get country on us. Okay, so let's talk about Thursday's game for the first game of the week. So who played on Thursday? And let me see if I won that game. I think it was the Dallas Cowboys played somebody on Thursday.
Not even close. Last Thursday night, the New England Patriots beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-18. You bet on Steelers and over, and it was Patriots and over.
Oh, man. The Patriots won their second game this season. How about that? Oh, man. Okay. So that's 0-1. That's a loss for G Money. So let's go to game number 2 on Sunday.
Game number 2, the New York Jets beat the Houston Texans 30-6. You bet on Texans and over, and it was Jets and over.
Uh-oh. Sounds like it's going to be a bad week. I can feel it now. Okay, that's a loss for G-Money. So that's 2 losses and no wins. Let's go to game number 3.
Game number 3, the Baltimore Ravens beat the L.A. Rams 37-31. You bet on Rams and Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and over.
All right, that's a win for G-Money. All right, so 1 win and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 4.
Game number 4, the New Orleans Saints beat the Carolina Panthers 28-6. You bet on Saints and over, and it was Saints but under.
All right. Well, that's a win for G-Money. So that's 2 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 5.
Game number 5, Cincinnati Bengals beat the Indianapolis Colts 34-14. You bet
what?
On Colts and under, and it was Bengals and over.
Wow. The Bengals didn't even have a quarterback. How did they beat the Indianapolis Colts? I'm shocked. That's an upset. All right. Well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I got 2 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Atlanta Falcons 29-25. You bet on Falcons and over, and it was Tampa Bay Buccaneers and over.
Wow. Did they play at home? Did Atlanta lose at home?
Yep.
Oh, my God, boy, that's a bad week for G-Money. So that's a loss for G-Money. So that's 4 losses and 2 wins. Let's go to game number 4 and 2. Game number 7. I'm 2-4. Game number 7.
Game number 7, the Cleveland Browns beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-27. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Browns and over.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So that's 3 wins and 4 losses. So let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions 28-13. You bet on Lions and under, and it was Bears and under.
Wow. Oh, no. That's a major upset. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, that's a loss for Gene Money. So that's 3 wins and 5 losses. I think that's 3 and 5. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9, San Francisco 49ers beat the Seattle Seahawks 28-16. You bet on Niners and over, and it was Niners. No, you bet on Niners and under, and it was Niners and under.
All right. Well, that's a G. It's a win for G Money. So that's 4 wins and 5 losses. Let's go to game number 4 and 5 is 9. Game number 10.
Game number 10, Minnesota Vikings beat the Las Vegas Raiders 3-0.
Good.
You bet on Vikings and over, and it was Vikings and under.
Wow. They beat them 3-0. The Raiders didn't even score in their own hometown. That's awful. That is ridiculous. They got beat 3-0 at home. I'm just through with the Raiders. Boy, I'm telling you, they got new coaches and everything, and they didn't win. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money because I bet on Minnesota to win. So forget the Raiders. All right. So that's 5 wins and 5 losses. Let's go to game number 11.
Game number 11, the Denver Broncos beat the L.A. Chargers 24-17. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Broncos and under.
Wow, the Broncos came out of it and won the game. Man, I'm shocked. Man, what happened to the Chargers? I can't believe they lost at home. That's what they lost. They lost at home. So that's the loss for G Money. So that's 5 wins and 6 losses. Let's go to game number 5 and 6 is 11. Game number 12. I'm 5 and 6.
Game number 12, the Buffalo Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-17. You bet on Chiefs and over, and it was Bills and under.
Oh, my goodness. And Kansas City won at home against the Buffalo Bills, and the Bills lost. I can't believe the Bills were due for a win, and they lost. Okay.
No.
That's a loss.
No. The Bills beat the Chiefs 20-17.
Yeah.
The Bills
but
won.
But the Chiefs were playing
Chiefs
at home, right?
Right.
Weren't the Chiefs playing at home? So the Chiefs lost to the Bills at home. That's
right.
That's upsetting. The Chiefs never lose at home. And Buffalo went to Kansas City and beat Kansas City at home. Oh, that's a bad day. That's an omen, boy, for me to lose that one. I can't believe Kansas City lost at home. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money. So, let's see, 5 wins and 7 losses. Let's go to game number 13.
Game number 13, Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 33-13.
Oh.
You bet on Eagles and over, and it was Cowboys and under.
Wow, I can't believe that. The Philadelphia Eagles went into Dallas and lost in Dallas, but I thought the Eagles had a better team and they were supposed to win. Oh, and they lost to the Cowboys at home. Good God almighty, what's going on? So I got 5 wins and I got, what's that, 7, 8 losses? Let's go to game number 5 and 8 is 13. Let's go to game number 13, or is that 14?
That was game number 13, and yes, you are 5-8. Currently five wins and eight losses. Games number 14 and 15 are tonight. They start in about an hour, a little over an hour. That's the Green Bay Packers playing the New York Giants in New York. And that's the Tennessee Titans playing the Miami Dolphins in Miami.
Okay. I'm taking the Giants at home. They are playing at home, right? They're playing in New York. Yeah, I'm going to take the Giants at home, and I'm going to take Miami at home.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm taking both of those for the win and the over. Man, I can't believe that. Oh, okay. Giants for the win and Miami for the win.
Yep. And so far you have five wins, so you know hopefully you'll get two more. You'll make that 6 out of 7 wins. You'll be a little bit better than 50%.
That's
actually
awful.
No.
I'll still be under 50% because I'll be 7-8. awful. What an awful week. I can't believe everything that should have won lost. I can't believe that. Oh, what a hell of a week. A hell of a week. Awful week. Awful. Just awful. Man, my magic just went bye-bye. All of the wins I won and all of the losses that popped up. Man, I can't believe it. All right, come on, teams. Win for me tonight and make me 7-8 going into get ready for week number, what are we in, 14 now? Week number 15. Okay. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the NFL. Now, let's talk basketball, NBA. Let's talk about the play-in series in for the NBA. And let's talk about the teams that played in the play-in. Can we go through the teams that played in the play-in, who won and who lost?
You're talking about the in-season tournament, and
we know the finals, the breakdown, but who played and who got beat? Can you tell us? Can you go down the line and say who actually played in the tournament? All the teams that played in the tournament.
The teams in the NBA were in the tournament.
Okay.
I think maybe you want to talk about the quarterfinals and the semifinals. Is that what you want to talk about?
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that. So who ended up qualifying for the quarterfinals?
So, in the quarterfinals, it was the Celtics, the Boston Celtics, the Indiana Pacers, the New Orleans Pelicans, Sacramento Kings, New York Knicks, Milwaukee Bucks, Phoenix Suns, and the LA Lakers. So those were the eight teams that made the quarterfinals.
Okay, so the teams from the Western Conference was the Lakers and the Pelicans, and everybody else was from the Eastern Conference, huh?
The Lakers, the Suns, the Pelicans, and the Kings are in the East, are in the West. And
in
the Celtics,
West.
The Pacers, the Knicks, and the Bucks are in the West.
Okay. So it was 4-on-4, and they played down to who won the semifinal.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that the Pacers beat the Celtics 122-112. So the Pacers moved on. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the Sacramento Kings 127. And this was a week ago, last Monday. The Pelicans beat the Kings 127-117. So the Pelicans moved up. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the New York Knicks 146-122. And so the Milwaukee Bucks moved up. I believe they moved up to play the Pacers. And then the Lakers beat the Phoenix Suns 106-103. So they moved up in the Western division to play the New Orleans Pelicans. Okay, and so that's what the semifinal was. The semifinal was the Pacers versus the Bucks, and the Pelicans versus the Lakers. And that was a couple of days ago. In the East, the Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 128-119, and the LA Lakers beat the New Orleans Pelicans 133-89. So the Lakers and the Pacers moved up to the final, which was 2 days ago. And that's when the LA Lakers beat the Indiana Pacers 123-109. And so that's how the Lakers won the NBA in-season tournament final.
So the Lakers showed that they had a dominant team for the playoffs. Well, that's good. I hope they do as well in the regular season as they did in the play-in. So we'll see if the Los Angeles Lakers can actually hold their crown when they play in the regular season. All right. Well, that was a good play-in series. They had some good teams play, and the Knicks didn't survive, and the Milwaukee Bucks didn't survive. Both of them got beat by Indiana. That's awful. I can't believe Indiana is the best team in the East. That's hard to swallow. And the Pelicans were the second-best team in the West, and they got beat by the Lakers. Oh, my goodness. It looks like it's going to be a rough season this year because the Clippers and the Kings got beat by somebody from another division. Oh, that's awful. They didn't even qualify for the championship playoffs. So we have to wait and see what happens in the regular season. We have to wait and see if the Kings are going to show up and make the playoffs next year or this year. And we got to see if the Lakers are going to maintain their ground and end up winning or making the playoffs. And what happened to the Golden State Warriors? They didn't even make the play-in. They didn't win any games in the play-in.
So there was no play-in. I think you're talking about the in-season tournament. The Warriors didn't make it to the playoffs.
Wow! They got beat. They didn't even make it to the playoffs. They didn't even show up. What about the Clippers? Did the Clippers make it in the play-in?
You mean the in-season tournament? Yes. They did not make it to the playoffs, no. I mean, all of the teams played in the tournament, but they did not make it to the playoffs, no.
Oh, that is awful. Okay, so we had the Pelicans, and we had the Suns, and we had the Lakers, and that's the three best teams in the West. And the Clippers made it, but they didn't win. I mean, the Sacramento Kings made it to the play-in, but they didn't win. Okay, so what about the Golden State Nuggets? I mean, yeah, the Denver Nuggets. Did they make it to the play-in?
No, the Golden State Nuggets did not make it to the.
There
was no
Nuggets.
Play-in. There's no play-in. You're talking about the in-season tournament. So all
right.
of the teams participated in the in-season tournament, but only those eight teams that I told you about made it to the. The playoffs.
Right.
Okay?
So the Denver Nuggets didn't make it to the playoffs. So that's
correct.
Good to
they
say.
They did not make it to the playoffs.
And the Phoenix Suns made it to the playoffs.
Right.
And they got beat. Okay.
Right.
And Milwaukee Bucks made it to the playoffs, and they got beat.
Ultimately, by the Pacers, yeah.
Yeah, and the New York Knicks made it to the playoffs, and they got beat.
Yeah, they got beat by the Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, oh, man. So the dominant teams, well, the Boston Celtics made it to the playoffs, and they ended up getting beat by the Indiana Pacers.
That's right.
So who was the dominant team in the East? I guess that Indiana Pacers is the dominant team in the East. And the Bucks didn't, well, they made it, but they didn't win. And the Knicks made it, and they didn't win. What about the who are they? The Nets. New Jersey Nets? Is that who they're called now?
They didn't make it to the playoffs.
They didn't make it to the playoffs at all. Wow. Okay. Who else can I think of that would have had a good team that might have made it that far? Wow. The Washington Wizards didn't make it that far. I didn't hear their name called. And
nope.
Who else? I can't think of anybody else that I'm surprised they didn't make it to the playoffs to play in. Wow. It was only the eight teams that you called that made it to the playoffs. And in the West, it was the Lakers, the Suns, the Sacramento Kings, and the Pelicans were the four teams from the West that made it to the play-in. And then the Lakers ended up being the dominant team in the West. And in the East, it was the Knicks, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Indiana Pacers, and the Boston Celtics. Those four teams made it to the play-in. And the Indiana Pacers ended up being the dominant team in the East. Wow, that's really bad that the Indiana Pacers beat the Knicks and beat the Milwaukee Bucks. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see what the season looks like for the NBA, because we know the play-in just, I don't know what the play-in proved, but It proved that the Lakers still have a dominant chance and the dominant team for them to show up and show out. So we'll see if LeBron has the Lakers on route to winning the NBA World Championship. We'll see if the Lakers will stand up and stand out. So, all right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the NBA and for the major, for NFL. And I don't think we have anything else to talk about in the sports. WNBA didn't have any tournament or anything?
No.
No. No. Okay.
They finished their season.
Yeah. How about the Kings? Are they still winning? Let's talk about the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Are they still winning?
Let's take a look at the National Hockey League.
Yeah, they should be still winning. They should still be ahead in the National Hockey League.
It looks like in the Pacific Division, the Las Vegas Golden Knights are still ahead with 19 wins and 5 losses. And it looks like, they are number one overall, although the New York Rangers also have, how many wins do they have? They also have 19 wins, but they have 6 losses. So, your Las Vegas Golden Knights are still doing all right.
All right. Well, that's good to know. They may repeat as the world champions because they are the defending champions. So we'll see if they hang on to win and repeat as the world champion. All right. Well, that's good. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report. What's the word on the Oakland Athletics coming to Las Vegas? Have they decided on where they're going to build the stadium? Do you have information on that?
I have no information on that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, at least we got the Athletics coming to Vegas. They've already signed the deal, and they're moving to Las Vegas. So we have the Las Vegas Nets or the Athletics. The Las Vegas Athletics will be their name. They won't no longer be the Oakland Athletics. They will be the Las Vegas Athletics. And, you know, they won a World Series a couple of years ago, I found out. They were the dominant team in the West. They won the World Series like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I was surprised to hear that. I didn't know they were that good. I thought they were always like on the bottom of Major League Baseball. My information told me that we're getting a championship team in Las Vegas. And I'm like, what? The Aces have been on the bottom. But they said they were on top. They were world champions at one time. So we'll see if Las Vegas will bring the best out of the Aces, the Athletics, I mean. They will be the Las Vegas Athletics. And I wonder if they're going to be, if their colors are going to be gold, because Las Vegas always has gold in their uniform. They don't carry everybody else's colors except the Raiders. They're the only ones that came with a different set of colors, and they carry the colors that they came in with. They're still black and gold, black and silver. So they didn't change their colors to black and silver or black and gold. Just like the Kings were gold, they're gold and silver. That's interesting. We'll see if the Athletics change their colors, because they were green. They were green and gold, I think, was their colors. So we'll see if they'll be green and gold. All right. We'll have to see if they bring their colors with them. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for today, December 10th, 11th? What's today's date, DJ? December 11th, 5th, 6th, 7th.
Today is December 11th, and it is 4:36 p.m.
4:36 p.m.? Is that what you said? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. Time for us to shut it down and get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? That's how it goes. Right here on Monday, what's the date? December 11th. Okay. Well, that's it for Monday's show. Hope everybody had a good time. I had an awful week picking football, so I'm mad, and I'm going to go away and disgust it. I'm going to go have me a drink. I'm getting out of here. So I'll see you guys tomorrow on the radio show on Tuesday. So have a good evening, and I will talk with you. Oh, we got two games tonight, so hopefully I win my two games, and I'll end up with 7 wins for week number 14. So we'll see tonight if I win these two games tonight, and I'll have 7 wins. I'll still have 8 losses, but I'll have 7 wins. So we'll see what the weekend ends for me. All right, I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. Have a good weekend. All right. Before I go, though, we need to acknowledge the birthdays for the followers and the friends of the radio show. So DJ, play the music, and then let's acknowledge the birthdays.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, happy birthday here are the birthdays for today, December 11, 2023. Happy birthday to Kevin Wynn. Happy birthday to Yvonne Pryor Anderson. Happy birthday, Big Dave Norman Sr. Happy birthday, Frank Baker. Happy birthday, Kelwyn M. Williams. Happy birthday, Janine Stallings. Happy birthday, Kelvin Allen Henry. Happy birthday, Nadine Taylor. Happy birthday, Doc Jade McCain. Happy birthday, Cass E. Huntley. Happy birthday, William Burley. Happy birthday, Shanna Adams. Happy birthday, Nick J. Vaughn. And last but not least, happy birthday to Andrew Leonard. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, December 11th, 2023.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. All right. I hope God blesses them with every loving attention and the glory that they can get on their birthday. And I hope their celebration, and they have a big family dinner at home, and all their friends and relatives can greet them with gifts and presents and good loving. All right. Well, I know God is blessing them every day of their lives, and they're living an eventual eternal life, because that's what Jesus Christ died for, their sins, so they can have life after death. And I want to say everybody should have a good religious experience. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Oh, no, I didn't sing the birthday song, huh? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more. All right. Have a good day. I'm out of here. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.